More and more of Johannesburg psychiatrist Antoinette Mirich's patients are doctors and nurses who are anxious and depressed. She says they're expected to lead the so-called war on COVID-19. Yet, even months into the fight, some of them don't have adequate personal protective equipment, or PPE, to shield them from infection.
The only way we can get to ask more of our healthcare workers is if we're giving them what they need from the basic safety levels, then we can ask them to fight. The clapping at 7 o'clock every night has been great, but just give me PPE. You don't need to go clap.
Psychologist Zama Mbele sees many healthcare workers who are lonely.
In the reality, a lot of people have had to move out of their homes because of the fear of actually contaminating and are literally living by themselves.
Infections and deaths are spiking in South Africa. Included in those are many doctors, nurses, and other hospital staff. Mbele says some survivors have developed post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD.
The people who are exhibiting the most stress responses are people who tested positive, had to isolate, had treatment, experienced symptoms, and also had the stigma there when they were trying to reintegrate.
PTSD after major epidemics is well documented by scientific studies, for example, after the global SARS virus in the early 2000s.
The terror of having to test positive, the horror of the treatment, and then also the discrimination of stigma, those three things, when they come together, can have a much longer term effect that we're going to see towards the end of the year, next year.
Bella says PTSD is difficult to treat.
It can actually be quite intractable, and it leaves a psychic wound season on season. So we need to be attentive to that right now.
By being attentive, the psychologist means getting healthcare workers into counseling. The problem, says Mbele, especially in poorer countries, is that such services are sparse and sometimes even non-existent. So, he says, the reality is that the world is going to be seeing more people in the near future with a lot of mental health issues because of the trauma caused by COVID-19. Yet according to Cassie Chambers of the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, good has also sprung from the pandemic.
One of the magic things that have come out of COVID, the healthcare workers care network has been established, providing a safe space, providing free mental health support to all healthcare workers. So if you work in the kitchen, you're a porter, you're a home-based care worker, you're a doctor or nurse, you would have access to free mental health services, and that includes a helpline.
She says COVID-19 has unified South Africa's mental health community like never before.
The amazing thing is that we've had over 500 mental health professionals, from psychiatrists to GPs to psychologists and social workers and counselors, who volunteered to help their colleagues.
Her group also plans to help hospitals establish COVID-19 mental health response units. These special teams will focus on preventing healthcare workers from collapsing rather than treating breakdowns. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.